2. The Introduction.
"Anyone perforated back there?" asked the driver.
"Just the holes God gave us," joked R.C.
"Which God is that?"
"Same one that issued him his sense of humor," Bennett snickered.
"Knock it off," whispered the rifleman. "Miss Barnes, are you hurt?"
His voice was quiet and soothing, like a grandpa and a favorite uncle wrapped into an action figure. Adina liked his voice. It was only then that she realized she was holding her breath.
"I'm okay, but I would really like to know who you are."
"Well, you've met Gabe. The big guy is R.C. R.C. winked while scooping his locks into a hair tie.
"What's shaking, little missy?"
"What happened to the last hair tie?" Gabriel asked.
"Gave it to the smoking hot waitress with the tiniest shirt. Some dude just tipped her with 100 with his number on the back. I wrote mine on her shirt."
"Bastard," Gabriel whispered. "Our driver, Sasha."
The driver adjusted her mirror.
"Safety belt on, please. That goes double for you, R.C.
"Yes, ma'am,"
the bull said as he hurried into his restraint.
"And my name is Caesar Duran. We caught your inquiry from the dating website. Sorry we had to go through so many channels, but we can't freely advertise on Face Space or my book. Hold on one sec. Sasha, is that the place?"
"Sure is, Cap."
"Put us in and button us up. Call Rover. Have him pull a 360 on the place."
"No worries, Cap."
Caesar returned his attention to Adina.
"Just need a sec and we can go over a few things."
The van pulled into a warehouse. The door slid open as they approached, falling closed again once they were inside. The vehicle pulled into an assortment of crates, supporting a variety of hammocks, computer equipment, and cargo netting. A man in a set of wireframe glasses adjusted them in their direction. Satisfied with his assessment, he unceremoniously dove back into his work. Gabriel opened the van door, helping Adina out. He guided her through the minor maze of cargo boxes to their center, where the computer jockey continued to ignore them.
"Adina, this is Rover. Not much of a people person, but he's a whiz on a keyboard."
"Hey,"
was the only response Rover gave them while he tapped over various screens. Caesar came over to deposit folding chairs for everyone but R.C., who brought his own. It was clearly sized for him or for removing an engine from an airplane. Adina couldn't tell.
"Miss Barnes, you called us. We came. We'd like to hear why you think you need our help."
She chanced a sip from an offered water bottle.
"The pilot community isn't very big. A small-timer's talk. Started hearing rumors of a bunch of mercs with morals, a crew out there staying under the radar, helping the little guy punch above their weight. Then a friend in Border Patrol, of all things, sends me a link for a dating website. Says his sister-in-law got in some real trouble over the border. You were there to help. They said you were..."
"Incredible? Dashing?
Heroic?"
Caesar stopped the procession of self-aggrandizing.
"Humble. Definitely humble. Now that we have that settled, Adina, please continue."
"I don't know what else to do. Tonight proves it. When I've called the police or even the FBI, they've come out to investigate. Soon as the police hit the scene, things would go quiet. The long and short of it is this. My dad died 2 years ago and left his aviation business to us. It's real profitable, 4 commuter helicopters and 2 small passenger planes. We donated some flight time to find a couple of lost hikers, and word of our business got out. We got in with some investors with new lines of cash. Things were starting to look up until my brother got into it with the wrong people. Rob's a good guy, but has a thing for cards. Or rather, they have a way of peeling him from his money. A local cartel bought up his gambling debt and said that if he wanted to pay it off, he had to run some things over the border for them. He pulled a couple of jobs without me knowing until he dumped a load of cargo over the mountains when he got word that customs wanted to check the bird upon landing. Rob went missing after that. These thugs have been hounding me since."
"There's been no word at all from your brother?" Caesar asked.
"No. FBI and DEA have been looking with no luck. The insurance company has been knocking at my door every day because he dropped out of sight with one of our planes. The cartel must have bought a cop or something. They..."